reach the blank canvas.
We ain't gonna miss another Wednesday. Rain to shine. Fuck this shit. We back, motherfuckers.
With ECST.
I'm having troubles in all of it because, man, it's pretty much exposing all the white supremacists that's just been hiding for so many years.
So whatever your stance is, it's always going to come off as non-patriotic because that's just the way that they're going to spin it.
All the owners are white. They're like, it's not their fight. I ain't going to worry about this. So if I walk on the street, I'm not going to get killed by a cop or racially profiled by a cop. I'm going to be protected by the cop.
When he did what he did, when he protested the anthem, I applauded, like, wholeheartedly. I was about to say about Cardi B, though. Yeah. One thing about Cardi B, she putting in work, though.
She is. I will give her that, man.
Like, she's actually working for her. So that's one thing I give her credit for.
Yeah, I will say that, man. It's not like even if somebody wrote that song for her, she is grinding.
Yeah, she ain't sucking niggas up just to get to the top.
If I wanted to. how much for this verse? Be quiet. It was like this whole bunch of females just going up to the bar. And people was like, dang, man, look at them over there with the nice cars. And they got the Louis bags and the Chanel purses and the nigga shit. It's like, I'm trying to get the nigga shit.
And now, ECST.
All I do is think about you in them draws. What up, niggas?
What up, ST? How you doing, Sean?
I'm feeling good, EC. How you feeling, baby?
Yeah, I'm feeling lovely, man. I'm feeling like, you know what I'm saying, a fucking damn fat ass pig to just get some sloth, son. Man, I'm feeling real full, you know what I mean? Yeah, man. But shit, man, how was your weekend, man?
Man, it was pretty straight. I guess a salute to all the veterans out there. You know, we appreciate y'all for, you know, putting y'all life on the line. You know, for, you know, people like us who honestly, you know, wouldn't think about signing our name on that dotted line to, you know, to sacrifice ourselves for anybody. We appreciate that.
Appreciate y'all doing something that, you know what I'm saying, we wouldn't do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, man, it's like, a lot of courage.
Yeah, dude.
Speaking of which, ST, it's funny, man. I was just thinking about that, man. I was, I remember I went up to a military, went to somebody in the military, like, shit, 8 years ago, or longer than that. And I walked up to him, like, hey, man, you know, man, appreciate it, man. Thank you for your service, man. He was like, well, shit, why won't you join? And I was like, hell, I slipped, dog. I was like, God, he's not having a good day, you know?
No, he's not.
Yeah, but you know, some people get in the military for, you know,
For financial reasons.
Some of them just want to pay out some loans or want to have student loans, you know, trying to, you know, make a better life for themselves. You know what I'm saying? You can't blame them, man, because they really, I'm being honest, and they take care of you, dude.
Yeah, make a better life for themselves or, you know, or the high school girlfriend that they knocked up.
Yep. Nigga, are we fucking up? Hell yeah, dude, doing bullshit, you know what I'm saying? Round up in holes, man, nigga, fucking dirty, man, can't be doing that shit. Hey, fucking reckless, man. Get out here fucking reckless. You know what I'm saying? Especially if you got the funds. You fucking out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But yeah, man. So, dog, congratulations to Mr. Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah.
For being GQ Citizen of the Year 2017. Making all the white supremacists and everybody else mad. And we dancing y'all's tears.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, who was it, like, a famous, like, musician that, like, was pop locking in the rain? I can't even think. Should I say Michael Jackson? He definitely done it.
Yeah, probably
like,
so.
Like Michael, man, shit. People, I was on Facebook, man, just a couple hours ago, just looking at the comments, man. It was crazy. People were like, man, I ain't never read GQ no way. Who still reads GQ? They're talking about there's so many more better people that could have been citizens of the year, like a veteran or such. Like, man, it's not many people that you can say, man, because keeping it real, man, like, white America is just on blast right now with these sexual allegations, man.
Yeah.
Like, because, sexual allegations and Trump, it's just not a good look for white Americans, man, in 2017, man. It's not.
No.
Yeah.
Well, at least not, this whole year. Yeah, 45. you know, all the sexual allegations. This, but you know, the sexual allegations thing, that's coming, of course, you know, towards the back nine.
Hell yeah, dude. You know,
the back nine of the year.
Hell yeah.
So,
like, hold on, before we get out of here, let me go ahead and get this in real quick.
Yeah. So I don't know. I think things, things were running pretty smooth. And then, you know, 45 kind of said some crazy stuff and, you know, did some crazy stuff. And, you know, then this whole sexual allegation thing, it kind of ruined everything. Cause they were coming off the high of, getting Bill Cosby caught up in some stuff.
Hell yeah. Like, we got this nigga about to get his nigga money.
Yeah, man.
And then karma coming like a motherfucking freight train.
The thing about karma though, like, it's not even finished for the others.
Nah.
Like, they got so much more coming back. Like, it's gonna be crazy to see how much they got coming back.
Yeah, dude. Cause it's not over, man. It can't just be this.
Nah, man.
But it's insane, man. It's crazy how you have to, even in this age, in this year, and I hate saying this shit, because I told ST about this earlier, but, you know, just stating the year and being like, man, it's 2017, we shouldn't be doing this. Like, we're going to be saying this shit till we die. It's 2022, why are we still getting shot in the street? Like, it ain't going to change, but it's crazy how people are mad at him for standing up for basic human rights. It shouldn't even be black rights.
Bucking the system.
Or African-American rights. Yeah, it's just, he's bucking the system. And that just shows a lot of white Americans like the way it was and want to just continue the system, and knowing the system is crumbling, and they can't find a way to, you know, demand a battle station because everything's just crumbling below them.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing that they're mad is because they don't want to be held accountable for all of the bigotry, all of the, you know, all of the injustice that has been going on up to this point. They don't want to be held accountable for that. So, I mean, you think about it. You've been holding people under your thumb for generations, and then all of a sudden, you know, you think you're going to get your crack at it to, you know, to reign supreme, and then all of a sudden things don't, you know, turn out the way they should, you know, and you have to answer. You have to answer for all of the issues that people before you in your position, you have to answer for those issues that they caused. Yeah. So, they pissed off. They got to answer for all this stuff.
Yeah, man, it's just, you can't oppress people for so long and just expect for it to be all swept under the rug.
Yeah,
man, you just really can't, man. But, you know, he made some valid points. He was also on there today talking about how Meek Mill was kind of, you know, thrown into the system, and talking about it's not just Meek Mill, it's more people. Before, it's Meek Mill, it's just normal people get done in by the probation system and justice system to begin with.
It's more people, it's people that are more important than Meek Mill.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we talking about average Joes. These people are more important than Meek Mill. But the thing is, though, is he got done in by one of his own people. So, I think this is a classic case of, you know, I don't know, what would you call this? Uncle Tommen?
Who Uncle Tommen? You talking about me?
The judge.
Oh, yeah. Yes, a female in it.
Yeah. Black female.
Auntie Mamie. Auntie Mama.
And I'm not totally sure of what was real and what was not, as far as like her reasoning for, you know, keeping this nigga out of jail, or like, I guess her concessions or whatever. I don't know what was real and what was not, but if it's just his lawyer that is just coming out with this outrageous stuff, then, you know, he need to sit down somewhere. But if it's this judge who's actually going out and requesting that Meek Mill remix a song and shot her out in the song, like, that just sounds a little crazy. But if she did that jump for real, like, she should be disbarred.
Yeah, man. Like, shouting me out. Like, what's that gonna do for your career, bitch?
Exactly. Like, nobody knows you.
Yeah, man. Just be happy that you have a good, stable job that you can feed your family with, man. People always want to be a part of something, man. I don't know the fuck I understand it, man. But speaking of being a part of it, man, what happened with the college football this weekend, dog? Man.
Dude, I'm so happy.
Why? With Georgia going down or Notre Dame?
Both.
Hell yeah, man. You know who back? Dayu! Dayu is back, son. I ain't gonna lie, man. That turnover chain is one of the best ideas a coach has ever come up with in college football history, dude.
You know, do you know how much more attention not only he'll get from boosters, but from potential athletes that want to come there?
Yeah, especially defensive players. Like, man, I want to rock that chain. You know what I'm saying?
That was probably the best. Him getting fired from Georgia was probably the best thing ever that ever happened to him.
Yeah,
and the sad thing is he got fired after having 10 game winning seasons.
Yeah, man. It's just
that doesn't make sense. It's just the SEC is so hard nosed.
It's hard, man. Cause I remember listening to like Sports Talk Radio over the years, man, talking about Mark Richt. And it was like, man, he's a great coach. He just can't get us over the top. And it's like, man, he can get us an SEC championship game, but we know we're going into it, we're going to lose it. And I'm just like, man,
Alabama.
I know, dude, but he bringing that energy from UGA to Miami.
Yep.
And it's working, dude. You can see it clear as day, man. It's working, man.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, dude. And then the way they, like, take the time to, like, wait till he get over to the sidelines, he take his helmet off, lower his head, and put the chain on him and, like, pat his shoulder pads, man, to get everybody crunk. That makes the defense want to get turnovers, man.
Yeah, dude.
That was
man.
So fucking smart, dude.
Yeah, it was.
That was so smart. But, man, I turned that game off after they was, like, down by, like, 37. I was like, oh, I'm done. It was just a whole bunch of blowouts, man. I kind of figured Georgia was going to lose too.
Yeah, you know they never keep up to the hype, man. Uh-uh. They never do. Never. They never pan out.
Nah, man. It's just like, man, y'all like right there. You're fucking
Yeah.
Yeah, man. But we'll see. If Auburn runs the table, they deserve to be in. But because they still got to play Alabama, then if they beat Alabama, they'll be in the SEC championship game. And then they have to play Georgia again because Georgia already in because they beat everybody in the SEC East.
Yeah.
So we'll definitely see that. So that should be a good game. This whole college football season has been way better than NFL season, man.
It has, man. I'm still shocked off the, the fact that both Penn State and Ohio State lost.
Yeah, dude.
They were competing for that. It's like, all right, whoever wins, the Michigan Ohio State game gonna be, it's crazy, man. Like the teams that you expected to win lost to like teams that they didn't expect to lose to.
Yep. It's just starting to happen, man. But that's the one thing I do love about college football, man. It's just like
parity.
It's parity, and every week, man, every week is crucial.
Yeah, it is.
It is so crucial, man. You cannot fuck up whatsoever. Like, dude, so it's a lot of pressure on coaches. That's why they get paid like $5-6 million a year.
Yeah, I mean, if I was a coach in college, I would never want to go be a coach in the pros.
Nah, man.
For what?
Yeah, it's just because you just want to win and win the
highest level.
Yeah, you want to win the highest level. You want to win a Super Bowl, but man,
I get that. But
you're the man on campus, dude.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you can get paid the most, and still, like you might not even be that great, but you can get paid the most out of everybody, even pro coaches. So why would you even make that jump? I understand, pride and everything, but let that go. You got to feed your family.
And then you got to, man, keeping it real, man. Who has more pressure? I think
pro coaches.
I think college coaches have more at big schools.
Okay.
Yeah, big schools. I think they have more pressure than NFL coaches because their leash is so fucking short. Like, you don't have no chance. Like, Butch Davis, he's gone.
Well, Butch Jones, though, he had 5 years? I mean, he had 5 years, and a lot of people think that was probably 3 years too long.
Yeah, dude. It's just so much pressure each year in the SEC being a coach, dude.
Yeah, it's just a simple fact that, he had great recruiting classes and he did nothing with them. I think if he'd have came out and if he'd have won 10 games a season, he'd still be the coach right now. Like I honestly believe that. It's just a simple fact that he had all that talent and was barely winning 6 or 7 games a season. Like that's not going to cut it. And I get it. That's the reason you should fire a coach in the SEC, but not 10 games. You win 10 games a season and you firing this nigga? Nah, I don't like that.
I heard rumors are Chip Kelly is the prime candidate for Florida job.
Oh, work.
Yeah, man. Everybody talking about, man, this is about to be pandemonium. Talking about that speed and Florida's talent.
It could be.
Because that speed doesn't.
He might run them into the ground, though.
Yeah, man. But, hey, speed will never go out of style as far as what football goes.
That's true.
Yeah, man. So you can always have that kind of style. It can work in almost any era, man, because speed kills.
Yeah.
Period, man. But.
And I think that was the only thing that, you know, Chip is really waiting on is that high-profile job to come around his way.
Hell yeah, man. There's no point of wasting your time getting on a job, getting on like an FAU job, and that shit don't fucking pan out. You be fucked.
Or you get there, and then you leaving after one season.
Yep. Yeah, dude, this is shit. You gotta watch it, man. Sometimes it's best to not hop on another job right after you get fired, like John Fox did, because you know it's like John Fox got fired for the Broncos. Now he with the Bears.
Went straight to the Bears. Yep.
Now he fucked. And just like Rex Ryan, now that Rex Ryan went from the Jets to the Buffalo Bills, now he got the lead. Sometimes you gotta sit back,
yep,
assess that shit, and then come back like John Gruden, because the rumors are now that John Gruden gonna be the new head coach of the Bucks.
That's what they say.
That's what they say. Yeah, man.
And you know he's making so much money doing what he's doing now. It would be pointless for him to leave the broadcast booth just to, you know. But it would be nice to see, you know, if he could do something with Jameis, because, you know, Jameis is kind of flailing in the water, man.
Not just because he's hurt, man. I think Jameis is going to be a quarterback that's going to be around for a while. But, man, it's been a lot of talk on Monday Night Football games. You can hear him saying, like, oh, man, I miss football. I wonder if he's really using this as a negotiating, okay. Yeah, leverage to, you know, get more money from ESPN or yeah. Is he just being real? It's like, hey man, I kind of miss football, because like every time he's in between a play or like describing a play, he's like, man, I miss football so much.
Yeah,
I was like, hey man, because it's gonna be some job openings, because the bus job's gonna be open, the Colts job's gonna be open.
You think they're gonna get rid of Cutter?
They're not looking good, dude.
They not, but I mean,
there's no progression either, man, and nobody's really hurt.
That's true.
Nobody really major is hurt.
That defense is a whole lot worse than I thought it was going to be. Yeah, I thought it was going to be a whole lot better than that.
I can see him getting fired. I can see Fox being gone. Marvin Lewis being gone. Chuck Pagano, he's gone.
And it'll be time for Marvin Lewis.
Oh, yeah. He got enough time, man. They 3-6. Yeah. Right? The Bengals are 3-6, man. Shit. It's over.
Yeah.
It's definitely over, dude.
Yeah, Chuck Pagano, too. Yeah.
Yeah, Chuck is definitely gone. He can come on back to the Ravens and be our defensive coordinator. Come on back home, Chuck. But ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another great episode of the Blank Canvas Podcast. We are a weekly podcast that comes on at 6 a.m. on Wednesday every week, bitch. You heard me right, on your favorite podcast and services, which are iTunes, Audio Mac, Stitcher, and YouTube. You can also find us on your favorite social media sites on Twitter at Blank Canvas ECST. That's the same for Instagram and on Facebook. And without further ado, let's get to the motherfucking news.
Let's get it.
Man, what's going on out in the world, man? ST, you got anything left?
Well, you know, like, we were talking about, you know, sexual allegations, you know, earlier. Mm-hmm. And there's the lady who, of course, waited till she was, she's 50-something now.
Yeah.
But a woman from Alabama says that, you know, their Republican state senate, Roy Moore, sexually assaulted her when she was 16 years old.
Jesus. Why people would just let... I kind of understand it, man, where it's like fear tactic, money, you know what I'm saying? People giving them money, man. They don't want to be ostracized by people in their community, calling them a liar. So people get, you know how people with money can spend shit real quick on people that's dumb.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, man, but all those years going by, like holding that emotional scar on you for that long, that's tough, man.
Yeah.
That's tough.
The crazy thing is like, you know, one of Moore's ex-colleagues said that he was known to be dating high school girls.
Whoa.
So, I mean, you know, if you know this about somebody, and this is the thing, man. Like, if this is a nigga who was doing this, he would have been locked up a long time ago, because you already know the others love to snitch on black folks.
Oh, yeah,
they do. They just love to do that. But for some reason, they see this is going wrong, and they don't. This is the same thing with the, what's the Penn State case? What's his name?
Sandusky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same thing with that. They knew that shit was going on and didn't say nothing or didn't do nothing. Why, man? Like, you see this going on and you don't do anything about it.
Just men of power, man, and you know, men of power just manipulating people. Women of power too, man. Ain't no telling what kind of dudes have gotten sodomized by women, or whipped, and all the other stuff, or raped. Cause men get raped too. But you know, just they didn't come out. Cause I could see if a man came on it and they got raped by a woman, just, you know, kind of letting that shit, you know, let them, you know, go into the grave with that shit. Cause that's just, you know.
Yeah. I think every man kind of fantasizes about that.
Yeah, if it's something you want. You want no big girl, you want no big burly hoe like Gabby Sidibe raping your ass. Like,
you still
like, man, let me suck that dick. You be like, no. unless you've been in the pen for 20 years, you be like, get on down there, Gabby.
Well, yeah, pretty much.
Gobble that shit up.
I beat them rolls up.
Yeah. I beat them rolls up. like chicken wings, shit, that bitch. Yeah, man, it's just man, sick and perverse, man. Like we said in the past, like, man, like you can't watch regular TV now or movies now.
Yeah.
You're like, hey, man, shit, that nigga got touched. That nigga got touched.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. But shit, man. Man, speaking of which, man, you heard about what Roger Goodell want, man?
Yes, I did, man. Oh,
now what the fuck is his mind, man?
Tell everybody
what he's trying to get, man. He's trying to fleece these owners.
So in the midst of negotiating his contract, his next contract, and he flat out is asking for $50 million a year and a private jet for life.
For life, y'all. What the fuck? That's crazy.
Like, $12 million a year?
He made a 32. He made a 32 last year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the NBA commissioner made 10. He making 10. Adam Silver's making 10 mil a year. And this nigga asking for 50 mil a year, dude. Yeah. He not really doing anything. He didn't handle this Kaepernick situation right. He didn't handle the CTE situation right.
Well, what situation did he handle right?
No, no.
He's been fucking up since he got in the seat.
Pretty much, man. And then it's like I listened to Adam Schefter, and they're pretty much saying, like, Jerry Jones' dispute against Roger Goodell is like, man, anybody can really do your job that's been trained in front of you, and we can pay him far less. Why should we pay you $50 million? You're not doing anything.
Yeah, anybody knows that. That's the sad thing, man. Anybody can do his job.
Yeah, man. It's kind of like the ship running itself, man, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah, except for the expansion. The only thing that you can't credit Roger Goodell for is that expansion shit with London and like having the idea of taking a team over to London. And I think that's going to be hastened in the future with all these CTE stores coming out every month, and then a lot less of the youth are signing up for Pee Wee football. The numbers are getting real low. It's going to mess up the talent pool. Like, man, football in trouble, man.
Yeah, it is.
Another sport, man. This shit's in trouble.
I forgot. He also wants health insurance for his family.
Yeah, for the whole family. But I don't blame him. Like, I'm gonna keep it real. I don't blame him for that shit, nigga.
I mean,
healthcare fucked up by here. I don't blame him for that. Yeah, nigga. That's like that would have been above the damn jet, nigga. I mean, healthcare for everybody. Then the 50 mil. Then the jet.
Yeah.
Fuck that
shit. It probably would have been more acceptable if he would have, you know, came out with the healthcare first.
Hell yeah, man. Even I was that's fine.
Shit. Then maybe the 50 million probably wouldn't have been so much of a blow if it was next. But then, you know, then the private plane for life, that probably would have, you know, they'd be like, all right, we'll give you the first two, but that last one, no, we can't do that.
Yeah, man, that's a $9 billion industry, but nigga, fuck you.
Yeah.
Earn your, buy your own private jet with the money that we give you.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, fuck that.
Yeah.
No.
That's the thing, man. It's crazy, man. We was talking about, man, you know, the others, man, they're so bold.
Yeah, dude.
And, you know, just some of the things that they do, like, you know, I mean, contract negotiations, anything that they can negotiate for themselves,
mm-hmm.
or on the behalf of other people, a lot of times it's pretty outrageous.
Yeah, dude. It's pretty crazy.
It's kind of easy to ask for something like this, but then again, it's kind of hard when you're in his position and you look at, like, over the span of his career, you kind of don't really see him as being very successful.
Nah, man. Just everything he's done turned to shit.
Yeah.
Everything he's touched turned to shit, man. He's fucked up on everything.
Yeah.
Instead of letting everything play out, if he would have just let the Ray Rice situation play out a little bit longer, he would have been fine.
Yeah.
He just jumped to conclusion and he fucked himself up. But that tape fucked him up. If that tape would never surface, they would have been fine.
And I think it could possibly get to a point where maybe that if, you know, if Jerry Jones and the other owners get enough votes, they might get rid of Goodell.
I would, man. His time's up, man. He got longer. He yeah. He's almost going to have a longer run than Tagliabue. And Tagliabue was good.
I know. I still hate that Tagliabue's not there, though.
Yeah, dude. I hate it.
I hate it when he stepped down.
That's what football is, football. I mean, niggas getting rocked and then getting up the next play. Niggas getting rocked, thrown up, and then getting in the huddle.
Over the middle. Defenseless hits were not in existence.
Hell yeah, man. Shit. They hear ringing. All they hear when they get back to the huddle is, all right, man, here's a play. Okay, what? Like, what was the play? Nigga, what was the play?
Yeah.
Like, hey, man, just run a fade route, man. You be all right. The whole time he run out here. He crying as he running. Like, what's wrong with that dude, man? He up by 20. What's wrong with him?
Yeah, it's looking ugly, man. It's definitely starting to look like there's a, you know, a war brewing within the, you know, the middle of the NFL offices, man. So I don't know. It's going to be good to see. When does this contract run out anyway?
It runs out at the end of this year. That's why I'm trying to get on it now.
Oh, yeah.
End of their fiscal year. And this will take him into 2024. What Jerry wants to do is take away some of his power. And
yeah, of course.
And all that money, because at first it was okay. He was okay with what he was doing, you know, hitting up Tom Brady with those six games. Until he hit up Ezekiel
Elliott. Wasn't his quarterback, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, man. You gotta think about it. Like, man, this can happen to one of my players.
Yeah.
So you can't co-sign this shit. Like, he did have too much power, but the players wanted less playing time and more money.
Yeah. You know, and that was just stupid on their part.
It really was.
Doing their due diligence. That's their fault.
Yeah, it really was, dude. Man, she was fucked up. Damn, I mean, I was about to bring something up, man. But, oh, yeah, man, speaking of nigga shit, we should have, like, a nigga ain't used to shit moment, man. So I was I was on YouTube and I saw somebody sent me this video and talking about look at a little Duval riding in a Tesla on autopilot, and he was riding out he was riding out 285 laying back in his seat and then gonna have like a smug look on his face, like, you know, scrunching his shoulder shit, smoking weed, and he going like 75 miles per hour down the highway in this Tesla on autopilot. And I'm looking at him like, okay, man, that's nice. You know what I'm saying? You got nice things, but it just shows that we're not used to none of it. We're always looking for attention, man.
Pretty much.
Looking for attention and validation. I'm like, man, what did this video prove? Like, okay, you got money. That's cool. I'm glad you got money. We need more black people with money. But then you gotta like smoke weed and you like just leaning back like, my life's good. And it's like, dude, like, well, who is this for? Is this for your, this has gotta be for your ego. It can't be for nothing else but stroking your ego. That's it.
Yeah, that's all, man. Like, that's all we can do. It's just show people what we got and, you know, tell somebody else what they're doing.
The fucking street.
Yeah. Like that.
This nigga got an anti-social club hat on. I'm up here looking at, man, man, this company is blowing up off of fuck shit. All right, my bad, y'all. I'm looking at
what?
This random shit, man. This is football player got on some gear from a fucked up clothing line that don't do shit right. But yeah, man, when I saw it, I was like, man, I didn't know the autopilot. I know the autopilot cars were even functional or out in the streets yet. They've been out since 2016. I was like, wow. Yeah. Whew, so they've been out for a while, man. I was like, man, this is another nigga shit. I'm like, man, look at me. As I smoke weed, let me be a nigga.
Yeah.
Man, let me just see myself riding down the street. It was like, man, it's cool. It's fine. I'm never going to have another person getting money because, you know what I'm saying, we definitely will get our money up. But you never see me, like, in a Lambo that's autopiloting, riding it, you know, smoking some weed, like, What does that prove, man? People out here fucking can't rub two pennies together, man. It's not right, you know. Use that money to help somebody out, and if he does have charitable events, man, you know, my fault, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I'm not gonna, you know, not gonna don't know what kind of charitable events he does. Just hopefully, it's just not twice a year like everybody else does when they just do Thanksgiving to Christmas. Be like, man, I did my shit for the year.
Yeah,
and man, shit. Sometimes that junk gotta be year round. Just donating your time. And donating your money, man, towards good causes, because you can't take the shit with you anyway.
Yeah.
Well, it'll make you feel good for a little while, you know what I'm saying? Go ahead, nigga, shit. But, man, you got anything else for the news?
Yeah, man, I got one more thing.
What you got?
Hold on one second, this video's playing.
I hate that fucking video shit, man.
Stupid.
So, man, you know, you trying to get your ad dollars up, and just trying to get to the fucking news. Yeah, man, niggas fucking me up.
Stupid bitches. Okay, here we go. All right. So here's a, you know, something new for everybody. I'm sure there's going to be a whole lot of people that hate this. Mm-hmm. But Mattel, you know, the makers of Barbie,
mm-hmm.
they announced on Monday that they're going to do their first Barbie to wear the hijab, inspired from the Olympic fencer
mm-hmm.
who competed in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
She's gonna be, you know, she was the first American to compete in the games while wearing her hijab. So, you know, so Barbie is gonna be, you know, the first Barbie with an hijab is gonna be,
in production. Oh, okay. Yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah. I thought you were about to come with some, never mind, I ain't got time for this shit. I'm about to say some other shit. I'm about to say some, like, a Barbie that's like, I'm gender neutral. Or some shit like that.
Neutral
Barbie. That shit coming.
I'm about to say, it may not be too far behind.
Yeah. Yeah, because I just saw this little, video of Huffington Post where now in New York, on the New York subway, instead of saying ladies and gentlemen, they just say everyone. Talking about, we want to be gender exclusive. We don't want to, you know, overstep or, you know, make anybody feel unwanted. I'm just like, man, come on.
Yeah. Everybody's so politically correct now, man.
Yeah, man. Like, you gotta walk on needles. That's funny because that's exactly what episode of Family Guy was this past Sunday.
Yeah.
Brian sent out a tweet about Ride Along. He's like, man, going to see Ride Along 3. He said, just kidding. I'm a white guy that went to college. I'm a white college graduate. Laugh out loud. And so the tweet blew up. And so everybody just got on him and ostracized Brian. And they pretty much had to kick him out of the family. Now he living in a bum ass apartment on Skid Row. And the show was funny because they had like a fight scene in the lunchroom with Meg and Chris. And I'm talking about they went in, which is killing everybody in the lunchroom. And then the end talking about, it's a fucking joke. And like, you definitely need to see that shit, man. That shit is
cool as
hell, man.
But I'm gonna check that out.
It's like, man, it's got to the point where you really can't say much. You really can't say much on the internet if you're famous or if you're not famous. You really can't say shit.
No.
You step on somebody's toes the wrong way, man. It's over, man.
Yeah, it's easy, you know, for people to get offended now. Everybody's so sensitive. Everybody's so thin-skinned.
Yep.
No one, you know, as we said before, no one's willing to take constructive criticism or, you know, like just imagine what it could be like to be a comedian right now.
Oh.
And, you know, some comedians have absolutely no regard for, you know, people's feelings and they'll continue to do their things. But, you know, just think if you are a comedian or an aspiring comedian, and, you know, you have racially insensitive jokes as a part of your routine. Like, I don't know, man. Like, you kind of would have to think about having a career change because people are just so, you know, so easily offended now.
Yeah. It don't take much, man. It does not take much. It's like, man, like, and then, like, the... Just the stage for comedians is sacred. So no matter what you say up there, it's a joke.
Yeah.
You gotta take it as a joke that's up there, man. So don't tell them how many funny jokes that we'll never get because people just become a little bit too sensitive when it comes to things.
Yeah.
Some things aren't funny.
Yeah.
But some things are. No matter who it is, sometimes
people go too far.
Some people do go too far, and then sometimes, you know, let a joke be a joke, man. But this is the era that we live in, man, and this is going to get worse. It's not going to get better, man. You just got to get used to this new politically correct, you know, society that we're living in, man.
Yeah,
dude. It's like you gotta hold your tongue. And if you don't hold your tongue and you piss somebody off, man, just get ready for the wrath.
Yeah. But shout out to, I think it's Ibtihaj Muhammad. I think, I can't remember. It's Ibtihaj Muhammad. That's her handle too. Hit her up on Twitter. Congratulate her. Big shout out to her though. That's groundbreaking.
It really is. Shit, man. If you ain't got nothing else, man, let's go ahead and get to this juicy topic, man.
Let's get it.
All right, ST, man. When you hit me with this topic, I was like, man, it's about time, because we need to go ahead. You know, we've touched on almost everything else that we've always wanted to talk about since we've been in college. Like, man, I just want to just get this shit off our chest, but
yeah.
This one is very near and dear to my heart, man. Tell everybody what the topic is, man, for this week.
Well, this week, you know, we wanted to hit y'all up with something, I guess to kind of give ladies, an updated version of the instruction book, especially when it comes to relationships, man, because this is, if you want to know the reason why men do what they do, or don't do what they do, depending on what your situation is. If you feel like your man doesn't love you or doesn't, you know, I guess respect you as well. If you ever want to know why, then you have to ask yourself one simple question. And that question is, do you allow your man to be the man? That's what this week's topic is. Let the man be the man. I've seen so many situations in which, you know, women are demasculating their men, or, you know, just, I don't know, questioning their manhood in front of other people. You know, it's just certain things that a woman who knows what a man is supposed to be, especially, you know, in this day and age, I tell guys all the time, if you're going to get with somebody, get with a woman who, number one, wants to be led, and number two, knows how to follow. A lot of the times, man, like, we sit and we, you know, we make jokes and we let stuff like this slide, you know, when women question our manhood, or, you know, we let little things slide. I believe if you truly are a man of substance.
Yeah, we gotta preface that too, man. You can't be no dude getting his hand held every fucking 5 or 10 minutes. This is a man that's taking care of business. He bringing food home, paying the bills, doing all that shit. And you ain't got to worry about nothing financially or nothing. All right. Just let y'all know. Go ahead.
If you are a man of substance, you should never, and I mean ever, maybe once ever in your relationship, but you should never have to utter these words. Bitch, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, if you do that, then it'll escalate to a point where y'all need to go ahead and break up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Smash one more time, fellas, though, before you get out. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Don't spray the club up. You know what I'm saying? But go ahead and get your rocks off.
Yeah.
That's
the thing, man. Like, women now, you know, of course, they want to be liberated. They want to feel like equals. And that's fine. That's fine and dandy. When you out in the workforce, get your paper. You know, be that dominating force out there, you know, in amongst other, you know, the corporate world. That's fine. But when you come home, you need to know that switch has to be flipped, and that you are no longer the dominating force in the equation. You should be automatically in a mindset that says, okay, when I get home, how can I service my man? Not as to say that your only job is to service your man, but you have to remember, as a woman, your job is to be the caretaker. You take care of the house. and everything in it. So I don't care if your man is at home, if he's a stay-at-home dad or whatever, and he cooks and cleans and makes sure everything is put up where it needs to be.
Yep.
If you are bringing home the bacon, you need to come home and a switch needs to flip. And you need to be thinking about, okay, how can I give this man a break? How can I, you know, how can I make the rest of his night easier? You know, that is your job. You are to take care of the home. And a lot of women, they lose sight because they get that, you know, they're climbing up that corporate ladder. And it's just like, okay, they kind of forget their responsibilities.
Yeah.
And it's just gotten to a point where a lot of women just seem to forget that, you know, even though just because you make, you know, if you should happen to make more money than your man, that doesn't make you the head of the house.
No. And if that fucks with your psyche, ladies, man, just leave them and find somebody of your own ilk. And then you just go from there. Find a man that makes more money than you or makes the same amount of money as you. So you won't have to worry about the situation that you're in. But if you are in a situation where you do make more money than your man, and you come home and you keep throwing that shit in your face, look in the mirror.
Yeah.
You need to look in the mirror, man. Cause like, number one, how's it helping your relationship? And number two, how does that make the man feel when he's trying to be the man of the house? And another thing about it, you know, being a stay at home dad, if that was your agreement in the beginning and you were okay with that, and then later on it kind of shift and you see like men out here really doing things and getting shit done, then you need to look yourself in the mirror and be like, hey man, this is not what I wanted, but I've already dedicated myself to this man. Let me know that it's okay for him to get back out in the workforce so he can make money. And then just don't shit on him for making the sacrifice. That's a huge sacrifice for a man, because I cannot do that shit. I cannot be stay-at-home dad. I'd be like, man, hell no. Period. Like, I would have to, man, she would have to be like Oprah level. And I'd be like, all right, cool. Like, man, I ain't never going that level. Not like that, making like multi-million dollars a year. I'm like, all right, I'll be the dad then. I'd be like, I'd be stay-at-home dad then. But, you know what I'm saying? If y'all both working at like, shit, LA Fitness and Wells Fargo, fuck that shit. You know what I'm saying? No, fuck that, man. No.
Yeah.
It definitely ain't happening.
Yeah. You know, ladies, man, you have to remember, you know, you hear a lot of people say this, but this is so true. Take care of your man.
Yeah, people lose sight of that.
Yeah, if you don't take care of your man, there is some raggedy broad down the street who will.
Yeah, yeah, working on her technique right now on a banana.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So don't lose sight of, you know, what your responsibilities are in the home. Because, I mean, let's face it, there's nobody outside of your home that's going to care for you as much as they need to inside your home. You're not going to get that same love out there outside of your house.
No, man.
So take care of that. Like, you know, and here's another thing, man. It's another thing about, you know, a woman that wants to be led and knows how, and you know, a woman that knows how to follow a man. Like, if your man hasn't given you a reason not to believe that he's going to lead you into prosperity, then, you know, if it makes him feel like a man to, I don't know, watch the game or play video games or hang out with his friends from time to time, let that man do what he got to do.
Yeah, as long as you take care of the house, motherfucker, stop calling me. My bad, man. Man, my bad. Go ahead, man.
So let that man defrag, you know, let him defragmate. What's that word?
Disseminate?
Nah.
That's what I'm saying. Just come, man. We work on a word, y'all. Unwind. Unwind.
Yeah, let that man unwind. Let him get his mind right. You know, allow him some time to process things. Don't just, you know, come as soon as he gets home or as soon as you get home and jump down his throat and make him feel sorry for, you know, even coming home in the first place. Like, your job is to comfort your man after work, you know. And I understand, ladies, you know, if you are the breadwinner, you know, allow your man to take care of you. Even if you come home from, you know, a hard day, you don't feel like, you know, talking or whatever, just imagine what some good sex will do.
Yeah.
Like that, I'm pretty sure that will calm you down in more ways than one. You know.
And they also came out and said, men that, there's a study, I'm not lying now, there's a study in Nebraska that said, the University of Nebraska said, if men ejaculate at least 21 times a month, it reduces prostate cancer by 22%. So, ladies, you don't want your man dying from prostate cancer, do you? You know what I'm saying? You don't want your man leaving your widow, do you? You know what I'm saying? Help him release some of them children into the air. You know what I'm saying? Or into some orifices or some, you know, some cavities. But yeah, man, it's just a whole culture, and this is the only thing that's pushed. This is pushed on every other culture but white culture, about women being the head of the household, and, you know, women being independent, yeah, and all this other stuff. You don't hear white women talking about this bullshit. Walk up to one of your white friends and be like, girl, I'm independent. And you're like, well, yeah, girl, I'm independent too. But just like, look at all the non-verbal cues that they have. When they man come there, they're like, oh, hey, baby, how you doing? Well, when he speaks, you know what I'm saying, they're not speaking. Or they're just becoming, they're taking the role of the woman, not being as, not saying as the bad, it's a bad term. It's got to the point where everything's so fucked up in black society, anything we say is being misogynist or is wrong. Like, dude, like, the reason why they're getting ahead and we're still behind is because of family structure.
Yeah.
Why do you think they destroy our family structure to begin with? Because they know family structures are what keeps communities together and what builds up a race of people.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. And they destroyed ours.
Yeah. And, you know, our women get brainwashed.
Yep.
By, you know, the opportunities that they get. And, you know, they all of a sudden they feel like, oh, I don't need, you know, this or that or whatever.
They don't need them.
And then they 38, 39 years old, and they've been brainwashed for so long, they got everything that they want except a husband and kids.
Yeah, then they bitter.
Yeah. And any man that tries to come around and act like he got, you know, just a small bit of interest in them, they might run them off because they don't know how to act.
They don't, dude. Like, it's almost, the plan was for it to backfire, for these things to happen. But it's just sad, man. Seeing some of these women out here, damn near 40, don't have nobody because they had that fucked up mindset, man.
Yeah.
Where, you know, I got a list. If you don't come by this list, I'm not going to settle. I'm just like,
yeah.
I'm not saying you have to compromise on everything that's on your list, but, man, like, tone some of that shit down, some of that unrealistic shit down, man.
Yeah.
Or you will be alone. There's nobody out there that's perfect. That's why Chili fucked up now. Because I guess she got with Usher, yep, and Usher was doing it right, and you're going to try to find somebody just like Usher? You know, there's only one Usher. You know, I'm not trying to praise the nigga or whatever. I'm just keeping it real. It's only one of those dudes. And don't just be like, ah, this man ain't got no six-pack at all times. He ain't dicking me down. He ain't got the money, yada, yada, yada. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a dude probably out there that probably don't have a six-pack, but everything else going on for him. And I'm like, so. When I saw her list that say he got to have a six-pack, I'm like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
Just say, like, he's in shape and not obese, you know?
And yeah, but the funny thing is, you see how old she is?
Yeah.
She's in her 40s, almost 50,
yep,
and she's still thinking like a teenager.
A teenager, man, yeah.
Like, that's how bad it is.
Yeah, it's fucking ridiculous. Shit is fucking ridiculous.
Yeah,
man, but that's what you want. That's what you want, man. Because the only thing, like, if men have lists, that's just a short, and it's going to just be like, I guarantee you, on that list, one of them going to be loyalty.
More than likely, yeah. More than anything.
Because that shit's hard to find, man. Part of the bitch is going to be down for you.
Yeah, it is.
And look halfway decent. You look halfway decent, and you loyal to me. Man, shit, I'll put a ring on it, man. Just keeping it real.
But that's how men through history have done, though.
Yeah.
You know, it may be some side piece that he feel like he can trust more than his wife.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
And he'll break it off with his wife and go on with the side piece.
Yeah.
That's how we work, man. Like, you show us any, we're like I know women try to, you know, compare us to dogs, mm-hmm, but in all honesty, that's how we are. If we find somebody that's loyal to us, who would treat us right, you know, at all times, and not scold us whenever we make a mistake.
And rub our, you know, a certain way, right under the belly.
Yeah.
Right by the pelvis area.
Yeah. you do us right, and we'll never do you wrong.
Yeah, man.
That's just how we are.
And the dudes that do you wrong after you do all that, man, them motherfuckers, he's a fucking snake to begin with, and he wasn't a good man to begin with.
Yep.
Period. Because there's some dudes out there that have a woman that's down for him, be giving, like, some women be coming home and giving them their whole checks and shit and sacrificing everything for him. He's still doing dirty, man. Those men aren't men. They're fucking dogs. They're not real men. Period. Because no real man would do that to a woman that's there for him. Point blank, period, man. Man. Motherfuckers are dumbass, because I sure wouldn't. I wouldn't fuck over somebody do that shit to me.
Nah, man.
Now, for me, man, to be like, here, baby, you can have half my check, man. This idea that you have is going to uplift our family, and you think it's going to get us out of the situation we're in? Here, baby, because we part of a team.
Yeah.
Fuck would leave that? Who would leave that shit?
Some idiots.
Fucking damn, fucking retard would leave that shit, man. I'd be like, damn, can I marry you again? Like, serious.
Yeah,
duh. But yeah, man, that's all we want, man. We want loyalty. You not to withhold it from us all the time.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much it. We don't want, men don't want much, man. Like real men, not all these dudes out here with skinny jeans and shit on either. You know what I'm saying? And these tight ass pants. It was funny, man. There was a video I saw on YouTube where this guy got jail. He been in jail for since like 2001.
Yeah.
He had some gear on. You know, he had like the big ass puppy jacket.
Yeah.
Right. You know what I'm saying? The puffy jeans and the Tims. And then he went and tried to buy some new clothes. He's like, man, what's the fashion now? He's like, man, this is like female clothes. What's up with all this tight shit? Like, man, I can't rock with this shit. He like got mad and left the store, dude. What the hell? I'm like, man, it's female clothes, dude. What the fuck going on, man? Yeah, this shit was so funny, man. But that shit's true, man. Fashion right now for men is fucked up.
It is.
Yeah, dude. It's all over the fucking place, man.
I think that's just another reason why, you know.
Women don't respect men.
Yeah.
Yeah, some women don't respect men, man. Some of them like them looking like. It was this one rapper. I don't know his name, man.
Looking like fags.
Yeah, dude. It's like this one dude. I don't know his name. But he got a whole bunch of, like, tattoos on his face. He had, like, a nose ring. And he just looked like. He, like, real skinny. I ain't never heard this dude before, man. But. Like, he real popular. I'm just like, man, I just don't understand it. He got, like, tight pants on. I'm just like, man, like, what's going on, dude?
Yeah, I'm about to say, you might be talking about this kid named Lil Pump, I think.
Not
I
Lil Pump. Know. Not Gucci Gang. Gucci Gang. Gucci Gang. That's so stupid. But
yeah,
not Lil Pump. But, yeah, dressing like Lil Pump, man. Like that. And it just shows, like, with women... Women are attracted to men that are successful. So a dude that like Lil Pump, he's successful to girls of this era because they see the YouTube clicks.
Yeah.
So they're gonna be like, oh, he's successful, so he's sexy. And they're like, oh, I want a man just like that. It looks like a fucking damn Muppets reject. That's what I want.
Cartoon character.
Yeah, a cartoon character is what I want as a man. And niggas tell you with some real English, with some real juice. You be like, man, like, nah, man, you gay. You be like, wait a minute, what are we in Bizarro World? Like, what the fuck right now?
Yeah.
That's how it is right now, man.
Yeah. Right. Somebody that's respectable that, you know, doesn't get play.
Nah, they don't get play now, man. I hate it for Young G's now in the game that's actually about some shit and trying to spit some thorough game to these females, and they got to deal with this fuckery that's out here, man. Yeah. I feel sorry for these niggas, man, for this shit. Yeah. It's kind of, I feel sorry for myself too. I'm still on the dating game. I'm the only one that's out in the dating game out of all the crew.
Yeah.
Yeah, y'all, I think y'all, at first I was talking shit about y'all, but man, y'all had the right idea. this shit out here, it's hard out here, man.
Yeah, it is.
It's hard as fuck out here, dude. So if you find you somebody, ladies, a man that's even if you're going through a hard time, like case in point, this is a case in fucking point. God, SC, I just thought about this, man, and show we about to end the show, dude. This whole thing is basically what Insecure is about, period.
Yeah.
Like, man, just because, I forgot the nigga name already, but Issa and Lawrence,
Yeah,
that's what the whole show is about. It's about being with somebody for 5 years, he loses his job, don't have a job for 2 years, she see him as less of a man, then she goes out and see another man, it's about his business and getting shit done, and she ends up cheating on Lawrence, and then ends up regretting it. And then go out and just fucking everything because she wants to find something that just was like him, but he was a good man, but he just had his shit together. And she wasn't willing to wait. That's just prime example of what we're talking about today is on Insecure, man. Like, you got to be with people through the good times and the bad times, man.
Yeah.
You got to have that same kind of energy you give off when shit is good. You got to give that same energy off when shit is bad. Because you didn't love the person to begin with, man.
No, you didn't. Let a man be a man. If he's going through a hard time, be there for him. Support him.
Especially if he's trying to do better.
Yeah. Uplift him.
Yeah, dude.
Uplift him. Encourage him to, you know, let him know, like, as sure as he would for you, let him know that everything's going to be all right.
Yeah. Give him something about school the whole time. You give him a head. Like, it's going to be all right, baby. It's going to be all right. You're like, yeah, sure is. Right?
Yeah, encourage him, but do not enable him.
Yeah, exactly, man. But don't let him feel like less of a man either.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he's going through a hard time. Yeah. Because you're going through a hard time too, man. It's not going to be steady for you at all times either.
No. I mean, I said this to my wife a while ago. I said, regardless of what I go through, I'm never going to be in a position in which I'm just like, you know, hopefully I'm never just bringing you down.
Mm-hmm.
If you feel bad because I feel bad, that's of your own volition. And I feel like I may have my little downswings here and there, but for the most part, everything I can handle, I can handle.
Yeah.
But women are a totally different story, man. I said, y'all could have 7/8 of your life go perfect. 7/8 of your life could be absolutely perfect. But for some reason, you'll find a reason to complain about that 1/8 that isn't right. And that's just the truth. Women just do that. And, you know, of course, it's our job for us to be there when they complain about that 1/8 that, you know, that isn't going right. But, you know, it's kind of a slippery slope because, you know, for us, you know, we're supposed to be, we're supposed to be men. We're supposed to be able to handle everything.
Yeah.
But it's a simple fact that we are human too.
Yeah, sometimes we can't handle that shit, man.
Yeah, sometimes the burden can be too much.
I don't care if you run the strongest man in the world. Like, if your father was in your life, like, man, he never showed any pain or anything around the family. That just shows when he was by himself, that motherfucker was crying. Especially if he never shows it in front of you. That motherfucker was somewhere crying, touching himself, trying to get through the pain. Yeah, hold on, baby. All right, baby. Yeah, go ahead, use the restroom. Yeah, my bad. Go ahead.
No, but. You're absolutely right. It's just, we go through things too.
Yeah.
And sometimes we need encouragement. Sometimes we need uplifting. Sometimes we need, you know, we need a little love. And, you know, just because we are vulnerable or in need of these things, it doesn't make us any less of a man.
Make us look weak.
Yeah. And you shouldn't treat us that way either, because at the end of the day, you already know when you need a jar or something opened, who do you go to? At the end of the day, like, we are there for you.
Yeah.
And I, you know, if a man shows you that he loves you, you know, if a man is willing to sacrifice his time, his money, you know, his, you know, all of his things,
his dreams,
sacrifice everything, man.
You gotta always remember that shit.
If he's willing to do that for you, like, don't be so quick to tear him down in his moments of weakness.
Yeah, because it's going to happen.
Yeah, allow that man to be a man, and, you know, whatever he needs to do to make himself feel better about himself, allow him to do it.
Yeah. As long as not destructive to the family.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. You got to have, that's an important part. Yeah. But but for other reasons, if you know that this man is going to lead you into prosperity, he's going to lead you and your family into prosperity, you don't have a reason not to think that that this is not a good man for you. Let that man be a man. Let him open doors for you. Let him, you know, let him tell you how beautiful you are. You know, let him do all of that stuff. Let him, if his job permits that he can't buy you all of the things that he would like to, let him do stuff nice. Let him do nice things for you.
Yeah, let him buy you some nigga shit. If he can. That shit's important.
Yeah, like, you know, it's small stuff like that to make men, you know, feel like they can take on the world whenever they have a woman that's beside them who believes in them wholeheartedly.
Yeah, dude. Because you never know. Your life could change in 1 year, man.
Yeah.
Because you never know what could happen to you or him in a year. He could be down. He could be down 2 years. And next year, he could be a motherfucker ball out of control. And who he going to take with him if he's a down brother?
Yeah.
Or a man, who he going to take with you on this journey when he's back on his feet? It better be you if you were back there, if you're down there with him. And if not, man, you know, send us his Twitter handle. We'll make sure he gets ostracized from society because he a bitch-ass nigga, man. For real. Because there be dudes out there that lean on a woman for so long, and then we give his feet, be like, man, fuck you, bitch. And that shit's wrong, man.
Yeah.
That shit's so fucking dirty, and them motherfuckers need to get dragged.
Yeah.
Point blank period, need to get dragged, man. But if you buy your man, and he's down, then he gets up, he brings you with you. That's a part of being married, it's part of relationships, a part of life. That's a part of building.
Yeah.
And we definitely want to build, man. Because that's the thing we don't do in our community, man. Especially black love. Especially, I remember at your wedding reception, one of your bridesmaids was like, man, it's just hard to find black love. And yeah. I was like, man, yeah, it is. You know, looking at you, you know what I'm saying?
You're stupid.
This shit gonna be impossible. You know what I'm saying? You get common sense egg off your ass. But man, just being funny. But for real, man, it's just, what's up with people just don't wanna just down to our women, man, and making our women just feel like lesser than what they are, dude.
Yeah.
It's getting annoying.
Yeah.
And it's dumb, man. We got some of the most beautiful women on this planet, but we still seek other women because we're brainwashed. We're definitely brainwashed, man.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, we're brainwashed, dude. But it's going to get better, man. The revolution will be televised, man. It's changing, man.
Yeah,
and the climate's changing, you could tell, man. I remember one time, one of my friends was like, man, I'm kind of scared. And I was like, man, why are you scared? And then he was like, man, because just like things are going to change, man. It's just like people that are in power are getting questioned. Mm-hmm. And, like, things are happening where, you know, it's not going to be like it used to be. I'm like, man, why are you scared about that? He's like, because we just don't know what they're going to do, man. They can either come back with a vengeance. I'm like, man, you need to look inside yourself, man, because you sound like a bitch right now. And you need to, you know, get your nuts off the ground and try to figure out what's going on. Because if you said about staying oppressed or you like the structure that we're in now, that's just because they got you, dude.
Yeah, I mean, what's going to happen is they're not going to know what to do when things hit the fan. That, you know, they're going to be, you know, running around looking for, you know, I guess shelter or whatever, instead of being ready for, you know, whatever the aftermath is.
Yeah. I'm telling you, man, if y'all have y'all shit together, man.
Yeah.
It's going to be thick, dude, because they're already talking about, that's why everybody right now, they need to try to get themselves a specialized skill.
Yep.
Because I'm telling you, man, they're already talking about how robots are going to take over those menial jobs that we have now that you don't really need any skills for, man. I'm telling you. I just don't want our people being left behind.
Yeah.
On Skid Row, man, because it's going to get the distance between the haves and the have-nots, it's going to get larger, dude.
Yeah, it is. I mean, they're already trying it. They're already putting that stuff in place, man. You know, it's already happening.
Yeah.
And the thing, a lot of us aren't seeing it. Because, you know, we got, you know, some bitch at home that, you know, make us feel like a child whenever she talk to us.
And that's the number one reason why men cheat.
Yeah.
It's the number one reason why men cheat. Now you're treated like men.
Yeah, they're not being respected.
Yeah, the ones that deserve it. They go seek it from somewhere else. And it's so easy now. with social media and dating sites, man, it's easy.
Oh my God.
It's so easy to find a broad now, man. I can go Tinder right now, man. This bitch super like me. I still ain't talked to this hoe. But she ain't looking real hot. Hey.
Before it shut down, Backpage.com, nigga.
Hell yeah, go to Backpage real quick. Get your ass off. I just swipe right on this bitch and I just got a match. You know what I'm saying? Me and Mimi liked each other. You know what I mean? I could just, you know, if I was in a relationship and the bitch came home to me telling me you ain't shit, I'm like, let me go swipe right real quick and go get my nut off on some other hoe. Yeah. Like, man, come on.
It's that easy.
It's that easy, man. If you find somebody that's worth sacrificing for and worth being there for them in this downtime, make that shit work. I'm telling you, you're not going to be no old bitch in your 40s and your 50s talking about, man, I ain't got nobody when it's like it's somebody that turned 18 every fucking second.
Yeah.
Just keep it real.
Yeah, or they sitting around, you know, I wonder what so-and-so is doing. He sure was a good man.
Yeah, he done got himself together. Oh, shit, look. Azura, whatever this bitch name is, got another one. You know what I'm saying? We got this bitch. I'm just too hot tonight.
You talking about the girl?
I'm talking about on Tinder. Another bitch, and you know, got this hoes just all up on me. Let me get off this bitch. Shit, let me start swiping. Man, but boosting my ego. But yeah, dude, just come on, man. Just make this shit work, man.
Yeah.
Got anything else? ST.
Oh man, just let your man be a man. Please. That's all we asking. You know, don't be so quick to argue with your man. If you make your man to feel like a man to win the argument, let that nigga win the argument. Just shut up and let that man's pride circle the room once or twice.
Yeah, man.
Like, let that man win. Just let him win.
Even if he ain't with it, let him win, man. And just go get you some, if you drink, go get you some a mimosa or some shit, or get you some wine and drink that shit off. You know what I'm saying? If it really fucks you up like that, man, break up with him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Period.
There's nothing wrong with letting a man win every now and then.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it, man.
Like, you don't have to be right all the time.
You don't.
So, that's it for this week. You know, as always, we appreciate y'all for, you know, tuning in, letting us into your earbuds, into your cars, into your jobs, into your homes. We appreciate it, man. We love y'all so much. We thank y'all for all of the support that you've been giving us so far. We are definitely coming with some things down the pipeline, so please keep your eyes and ears peeled. Please remember to like and subscribe on all our social media. Hit us up.
Rate us, man. Come on. Rate us on iTunes, please. You know
yes.
Even if it's a three up bow, we'll take that shit now. Three up bow. You know what I mean? Shit, if you put a three on there, you're a hating ass nigga. But it's all right. We'll still take it.
Remember to, you know, keep us in mind, you know, with all your podcasts and streaming services. Spread the word. Tell your friends. Tell us what you love. Tell us what you don't like about the show. Give us suggestions for new shows. All of that. We appreciate y'all, man. We love y'all. As always, ignorance is not a handicap. It's a personal choice. And if there is no light, y'all must become the light. So be the light.
Yeah, man. And shout outs to at Merch by Design. He or she hit us up, man, last week talking about how they love the show and how I mispronounced Culliver's and it's supposed to be. He was like, the show good, man, but just learn how to say Culver's. It's not Culver's, it's Culver's. And I was like, all right, appreciate it, man. So shout out to you, Merch by Design, and Merch by Design, man. Appreciate it, man. Thank you for listening, man. We love y'all, man, and y'all be easy.
Episode number 67. We're going to holler at y'all next week.
Uh-oh, we're getting close to 69. Nice. We love y'all.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to Black Heaven's Podcast. We'll see you next week. Bye.